Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. The Indian e-commerce market looks set for a shake-up. Twitter has launched a new stripped-down version of its service for emerging markets, and Google has announced that it's made a raft of improvements to its programmatic guaranteed offering. The Indian e-commerce market looks set for a shake-up. Flipkart, a popular Indian e-commerce site, is in talks to buy one of its main rivals in the country, Snapdeal. There's been no official mention of a price, although Flipkart has allegedly already raised $1.5 billion in funds with another $2.5 billion in the pipeline. If the deal goes ahead, it'll be the biggest acquisition in Indian e-commerce history and will completely change the e-commerce landscape in the country. Previously, Flipkart and Snapdeal were the dominant forces in the Indian online shopping market, but recent entries from Amazon and Alibaba have caused problems for local companies. Flipkart's acquisition of Snapdeal, if it goes ahead, could help it compete with Amazon and Alibaba. Twitter has launched its new stripped-down version of its service for emerging markets. Named Twitter Lite, the service has been optimized to use as little data as possible and is aimed at areas with poor internet connectivity. It aims to load fast, has an offline mode for when the internet connection is lost, and has a data saver mode that lets users choose which images they want to load. Twitter Lite can be found at mobile.twitter.com and is a browser-based website rather than an app, which means that it can be accessed by users who have feature phones rather than smartphones. Twitter commented on the launch, saying it works on most smartphones and tablets without an App Store or Google Play account. You won't need an email account or a credit card either. It seems that Twitter is focusing its attention on the lucrative Indian market with this launch. It signed an agreement with Vodafone, one of India's biggest mobile operators, to promote Twitter Lite amongst its customers. Google has announced that it's made a raft of improvements to its programmatic guaranteed offering. It's said that the improvements affect DoubleClick Bid Manager and DoubleClick for Publishers and include improved advert placements, improved viewability, and increased integration with specific third parties. The third parties supported include Adobe Advertising Cloud, The Trade Desk, DataShoe, and MediaMath. It's also introduced support for audience lists, which means that advertisers will now be able to better target their desired audiences. Early tests have found that the use of audience lists has increased ad viewability rates by 25%. Google hopes that the new announcements will help to calm the jittery nerves of advertisers, many of whom suspended advertising with Google following the damaging revelation that some brand adverts were funding extremist organizations. The Vietnamese e-commerce market is predicted to grow by 22% in 2017, according to estimates by eMarketer. This trend goes hand in hand with the country's rapidly growing smartphone market, which is due to grow from 45.5% of the population in 2017 to 51% in 2018. Despite the growing popularity of e-commerce, however, it seems that many people in Vietnam are reluctant to embrace digital payments. Separate research by DI Marketing found that 85% of online buyers pay cash for their items using cash on delivery. Only 15% use some form of digital payment. The root cause of this low level of uptake seems to be a lack of trust in online payment methods. It's therefore advisable for businesses selling online in Vietnam to ensure that they offer cash on delivery as a payment option. And finally, internet subscriptions are falling in Nigeria, according to data from the Nigerian Communications Commission. According to the figures, over 1 million people dropped their internet subscriptions in just February 2017. This makes the government's target of 80% internet penetration and 30% broadband penetration by 2018 seem difficult to achieve. The drop in internet penetration is thought to be due to rising data prices and increasing concerns about online privacy and security. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.